Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu, and I was looking to speak, excuse me, with the owner of R&D Handyman and Remodeling, if I can.
This is one of them. Look, the person you need to talk to really is my husband. So just
Oh.
one second.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Good.
Oh,
Hello.
sorry.
Hi. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm on the way back from Lake Charles.
Oh my goodness sakes, is that far from where you your
Yep.
house is?
About an hour and a half drive.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little jot there, that's for sure.
Yep.
So the reason I was reaching out to you this afternoon, my name is Lulu and the company is Local Splash, and what we are is a premier Google channel partner. We're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and I wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google above your competitors. Is that something maybe you might be interested in doing at all?
Yeah, we're interested. As long as, if it'll bring us jobs in, we're very interested.
You're very interested? Okay.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am. But
All
you need
right.
to talk to my wife about that because she's the one that owns the company.
Oh, okay. She just passed the phone to you, so that's fine. I'll be more than pleased to have
Well,
speak with your wife.
we're both here, and if you got a question she can't answer, maybe I can. She's got the old speakerphone.
Oh boy. Okay. Okay. So with this position here, on the first page of Google, okay, it's an unlimited call. So what it is just below the local map, just as if you were to go, I'll give you an example of the local map section, because a lot of people are not familiar. They get it mixed up with the driving map, okay? The first page of Google would be as if, let's say for instance, like you were in Lake Charles. Let's say your wife and yourself wanted to go to an Italian restaurant, for instance, and you don't know where one is. So you go on your phone and you put Italian restaurants near me, or best Italian, and a little map pops up, and below that are two or three top recommended. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so that's how this would work for you. Anytime, of course, you won't be in, Italian restaurants in Lake Charles. Within your service area there near, in Leesville, when your customers are doing a search on Google, okay, for any, remodeling, kitchen remodeling, painting, any of the services that you provide, they type that into Google, and boy, you do a lot of stuff. That's wonderful. I see all that. So when your customers type any of those services into Google that you provide, your company will pop right up above your competitors, just below the local map. Your clients will see everything about you, okay? All the services you provide, all the professionalism involved within your company, and they're going to call you directly. It's a direct call service. See, our job is to get you listed on a professional level, and that's what's going to attract good paying clients, okay? Now do you guys have any, you guys have people helping you out with the company, or you do this yourself?
We do it ourselves.
Oh my goodness.
We
Oh my goodness.
got a couple employees, but we run the company ourselves.
Oh, you've got it. Okay. Within a couple. Okay, wonderful. And I'll tell you why I asked that question is because.
Go ahead, honey. I'm just telling him how to drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's funny. The reason why I asked if you had any people is because if you were to do something like this, it would definitely increase your workload. Okay? Definitely increase your workload. How far are you guys traveling for new potential clients there?
up to 75 miles.
Oh my goodness sakes. Wow. Wow,
We
that's a
signed up with Angie about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And just because we're listed, somebody called from Baton Rouge the other day.
Oh my
And we took
gosh.
the
You took the job?
Yeah.
Wow.
Money's
Wow.
money.
Wow, that's wonderful. Oh my gosh, that is so nice. That's good for you. Oh my goodness. Are you guys do you
The bigger the jobs are, the better we like them.
Yes, good. Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. Okay. Okay. Now, as far as commercial work, are you strictly staying on the residential?
We can't. I do not have a license for commercial.
Oh, no, that's fine. You'll be plenty busy with the residential. Yeah, I understand the license portion of it. I definitely do.
But also what I wanted to get into until I found out exactly what it was.
Okay.
In our area of Leesville and DeRidder, we have a lot of the old plantation homes.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
They're just deteriorating real bad. And people are not wanting to go in and buy them and fix them up because it's costing so much money, and they got to fix them up as is. And
so that's
to be able to, well, they, we backed out of it because you got to go to Baton Rouge and do a class.
Oh.
And then you got to have a certain license. You got to update it every so often.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So it's just like,
boy,
and,
that's crazy.
So we just got out of it because the guy told us that was going to go in under our umbrella, that
uh-huh.
he had a job at the courthouse, and this is a late 1800s courthouse.
Oh my God.
That was built, and he had the job to go in there. Well, I went in there one day after he scammed us out of a bunch of money. I went in there one day looking for his information, and they told me, you got to have this, this, and this. And you have, it is no kind of license that you get, like a commercial or a business license. It is his pre-historical license. And
wow.
So you've got classes to go through. You've got everything to go through, and it's got to be to spec. And
wow.
you got to do a level 5 or 6.
Holy smokes.
And so we backed out of it.
Which I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem doing a level 5 or level 6 finish, because I can do it. I've been doing this business for almost 50 years.
Ooh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I can understand you can do it, but their expectations are a little high, aren't they? That's ridiculous. I think it's just ridiculous. How long have you guys owned this company, R&D?
About 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I've had my own company for years. And when me and Debbie met, she wanted to get involved. So I was in Dallas. I was working in Dallas, Texas, on their big fancy homes.
Oh.
And after the storms, I moved down here. Me and her met. I was fixing to quit doing construction work.
Uh-huh.
She met me and she wanted to start back up.
We can take care of all of your advertising, you know, and it is a monthly service, no contracts. It's a monthly service with no contracts, okay? Unlimited calls coming in absolutely directly to you guys, okay? All you have to do is answer your phone. I didn't ask you, what is your, both of your names?
My name is Deborah, and his name is Riley.
Ronnie and Deborah, how cute.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, that's so cool, you guys. Okay.
Riley is my name. R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, wait a minute. What is it?
Riley.
I thought you said
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness. Raleigh and Deborah. How cool. Oh,
and
my gosh.
My last name is Samuel. Hers is Deborah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what I did. I went ahead and I put in for a discount for you guys. Okay. And so let me, and also once we start working with you with these positions when they become available, what we do is we call through the area and fill it, okay, and because it is available position there, okay? So once we fill this position on the first page of Google, we're going to completely close the area out, meaning we will not work with your competitors, okay? It's a strict Google guideline. It's not something we can do at all, and it's not something we've ever done, okay? And that's what makes us a premier, and that's why we've been in business for 17 years. We follow guidelines, and we do right for you, for business owners like yourself. So let me grab Jesse, my director, to help me out here with the new in business rate that I put in for you guys.
Hi, Deborah and Raleigh.